What is today is my good friend, Dr. Peter Michalos, and our motto is live long and prosper. And he's a historian, he's a doctor, one smart guy. Well, Dr. Peter Michalos, tell us, what do you have in mind today so we could all live longer?
Well, some very exciting news. I think probably one of the most major findings that should probably be all over the newspapers about the relationship between sugar, insulin, cancer, diseases, aging, Alzheimer's. And what happened is that in the publication called Nature, which is probably the most prestigious scientific journal in the world, that's where, for example, DNA was first announced, a team of scientists have been studying for the last 10 years in 26 centers around the world, and two of the leading scientists, one was Andreas Baer, and the other one was Argyris Papandonis from Cologne, Germany, published these papers, and they found that what drives aging and is related has to do a lot with sugar and insulin. And basically what drives aging and what can we do to slow it down is the real issue that was discussed in this. And there's something called gene transcription, and that's the process of how cells make copies of the DNA strands that are the building blocks of our bodies. It's basically the information that's needed to make the new proteins. And genes give cells a purpose, so it knows to become skin, nerve, blood vessel, bone. And what happens is that that copying process goes faster as we age, and it makes more copying mistakes, which leads us to diseases and faster aging. And so what happens and what's the mechanism? And they found that we know from a lot of other studies that low-calorie diets block insulin from being signaled, and the lower insulin levels they found slows the copy machine. You make less copying mistakes and errors. And basically, as we're making those body parts have less error. So that means longer life and less diseases, less cancer, less Alzheimer's. And this is a major, major finding. And one of the things that when people do blood tests, nobody ever checks your insulin levels. And sometimes before you even become a diabetic, you see a pattern where your insulin level is rising, but your hemoglobin A1C, which measures what your sugar was the last 90 days, and your blood glucose level is normal, but your insulin level's rising, that can be a warning sign that diabetes is coming around the corner. So this just confirms and it just reminds our audience that one of the main ways to live long and prosper is to try to eat less, try to eat in a time-restricted window to give time for your body to rest and recover. And if you can do whatever you can and avoid those fine carbohydrates to keep those sugar levels under control, therefore
now, doctor,
lower insulin levels.
That new medicine they have, what is it,
Ozempic.
Ozempic. Yes. Has it been working on patients? And what have you seen happening with that?
Well, the problem is that there's a lot of issues, like with all things, that sometimes too good to be true. It slows down the whole gastrointestinal tract and the emptying time of the stomach. And now there's actually a whole bunch of lawsuits related to that are popping out because of intestinal obstruction cases. So does it work? Yes, it does work. Does it help a lot? Yes. But I think that doctors are going to start finding that they might use it for short-term uses and use it over a shorter period of time. But it's not the answer forever. You know, the bottom line, as we all know, is that if you want to lose weight, you got to cut down the carbs, the sugar, and I call the DFE diet. Don't freaking eat as much. So that's
yes,
really what slows things down. But and also the artificial sweeteners, they also go in your mouth and it tells the brain that, oh, wow, there's sugar in me. And that also messes up because it tells the brain, okay, let's get some insulin going out. So our whole metabolism gets messed up with artificial sweeteners as well.
So the artificial sweeteners, I've cut them out. I drink my coffee black. And, after a week or two of doing it black, you don't really taste the difference. I mean, you just you get used to it.
Yeah.
Artificial sweeteners, explain that to people because not everybody understands it. That fools the brain.
It fools the brain because when it goes into your mouth, it fools the brain and you think that you have sugar in there. So you're getting ready to shoot out a bunch of insulin. then when you do, your blood sugar gets lower, and then you get even hungrier, and then you end up eating even more. So you think, oh, wow, zero calories, but not exactly. And also the microbiome, which are all the good bacteria that are in our mouth and our gut, they get confused too because they think they're going to be getting nutrition and sugar and energy. Meanwhile, those are blanks. And that confuses and disrupts the entire process in our gut microbiome, which we now know is 80% of our immune system comes out of our gut. So it also is disturbing that. And that explains a lot of the problems that we're having, in my opinion, based on all the research and science. So for live long and prosper, eat less, consider intermittent fasting, time-restricted feeding, less sugar. You're going to eat bread. Sourdough bread has one of the lowest glycemic indexes, so that's a good choice for bread. And just keep listening to WABC so you can live long and prosper and get more healthy living tips and the latest research on from around the world.
Thank you, Dr. Peter Michalos. Thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.
Thank you, John, and thanks for always getting the truth out on the Cats Roundtable.
Handling legal matters is stressful. So, let the law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. provide you with the insightful counsel you deserve. The law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. has successfully handled thousands of cases for 25 plus years. They focus on elder law and estate planning, but are equipped to navigate you through all stages of family law and divorce to real estate law and probate. The law offices of Frank Bruno. Call 718-418-5000 or visit them at frankbrunolaw.com. That's frankbrunolaw.com. Frank Bruno. He's your numero uno.